السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فتلقى آدم ربه بكلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers، Allah تبارك وتعالى's mercy and fazl and kindness, His compassion, His forgiveness, we have been discussing over the past few weeks in the Monday night majalis. Tonight, this incident in the life of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this ayat comes to mind, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he received an inspiration. I'm just giving an explanation. He received an inspiration of some words from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fatabu alayhi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns towards Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with mercy. Why? Because innahu huwa tawwabu rahim. No matter how much of sin a person commits, how much of mistakes he makes, but if he's sincere in his tawbah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is tawwab. He accepts the repentance of those who repent and is most merciful. I've just given you the meaning. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that error of judgment that he had made, where he was told he must not eat a certain fruit, but because of the desire to remain forever in Jannat, he ate that fruit. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered him to come out of Jannat, but then inspired him with these words with which he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, with which he made tawbah. It is mentioned in another part of the Quran Sharif, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So when he made dua, when both of them made dua with these words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepted their tawbah. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they don't commit any kind of sin. In the desire to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sometimes they do some things which we may term as an error of judgment. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then opens up the door of forgiveness for the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and for the entire mankind. So many of those mistakes, we may say, in inverted commas, but they were not sins, they were not some kind of willful disobedience, but they made things easy for the ummah at large. That if in the ummah somebody has to make a mistake, somebody has to sin, then what must he do? That if these Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, with all their piety and taqwa and their purity, if they can be such that they're still making so much of tawbah and istighfar, yet they committed no sins, then how much more tawbah and istighfar we should be making. So if you have to look into these words, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, with which he was inspired, رَبَّنَا first of all, and then ظَلَمْنَا. Asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with that beautiful title of Rabb. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is this Rabb, meaning the sustainer from beginning to end. Who is the one that sustains? In the mother's stomach, who did sustain the baby? Throughout the stages of pregnancy, who sustained the baby? And then when the baby comes into this world, who is it that converts the blood to milk? And then again Allah Ta'ala creates the skies, the sun, the moon, the stars, all the different crops that grow from the ground, the oxygen that we require, which we breathe. Everything else we can see, it is all provided by Allah Ta'ala. He is the sustainer, He is the nourisher. From beginning to end, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the sustainer. So the dua that Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is being taught, it begins with Rabbana. It could have been Allahumma, could have been anything else. But Rabbana, indicating clearly that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to forgive. If a father has to tell the son, tell me, oh daddy, oh my father, give me this, give me that, then it is a clear indication that the father wants to give. If he was not interested in giving after the mistake that the child had made, if he was not interested in giving, then he would have said, bring the stick, let me give you a few nice shots. Instead he's saying, ask now, daddy forgive me, dear father forgive me. Abba, forgive me. Say that quickly. So what does that mean? It means that Allah, that the person wants to forgive. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is, through Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa, we are being given this dua. Rabbana zolamna anfusana. That, oh our sustainer, oh our Rabb, we have done great injustice upon ourselves. We do not do injustice upon anybody when we commit sins except upon ourselves. Because when the person is committing sins, then he is distancing himself from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat. The rahmat and mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this person is distancing himself when he is engaging in sins. So now when he is making istighfar and tawbah, he is returning to that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That he is acknowledging that indeed that you are our Rabb, and how can I be displeasing you and disobeying you when my life is in your control, my sight, my hearing, my speech and everything is in your control. My wealth is in your control. The ground on which I walk is in your control. Then what a foolish person I am that I make use of all your ni'mats, your bounties and still disobey you. How much more foolish can I be that I eat the food that is provided by you, I breathe the air that is given by you, the oxygen that is provided by you, everything is provided by you. I make use of all your ni'mat and your bounties, your gifts of sight, of hearing, of speech and everything else, and then I disobey you. And in fact, I use your ni'mat and bounties in front of you for your disobedience. It is like a person is throwing it at the face of the person who has given the gift, or is spitting on the face of the person that has given him some big gift. A person gives a person a big check, or he gives him a diamond, or the person gives some big envelope, and then this person takes the envelope, puts it in his pocket very nicely, but then spits on the person's face. What do we think of that? To show that he does not appreciate. So like that, we are using these great gifts. What are they? What is wealth in comparison with the gifts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, of sight, of hearing, of speech, of heart, liver and lungs? So he's saying, Rabbana zolamna anfusana, my beloved Allah, my Rabb, my sustainer. We have done great zulm upon ourselves, great injustice upon ourselves. If you are not going to forgive us, wa illam taghfir lana, if you are not going to forgive, then what will happen to us? لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, will be of the great losers. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ, so we'll be of the great losers. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Who were the great losers? The great losers were the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Fir'aun. Great losers were Haman, Namrud, Qarun. Great losers were people in the time of the Zambiya alayhi salatu wasalam who rejected him. greatest of losers were those people who saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam but still rejected him. Not only saw him, they met him, I don't know how many times. Some of the munafiqeen used to meet him how many times. But still they didn't bring iman upon him. So can they be successful? So they are great losers. And then by extended meaning we can go on. But all of us who are engaging in willful disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we are great losers. So the person is saying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that oh my Rabb, my sustainer, my nourisher, my cherisher, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then we'll be of the great losers. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself taught this dua to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and then they made the dua. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the dua. Allah ta'ala turned towards them. He accepted the repentance, giving us all the very clear message that there is no such thing as being despondent. But at the same time, look at the nadamat, look at the shame. Although there was no sin committed, but look at the shame. How much of tears they shed. It is stated in one of the tafsirs that these fragrant flowers, the origin of that is from the tears of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa when it fell on the ground. So that nadamat and that shame you will find in the lives of all the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The more pious and more righteous and more God-fearing that a person comes, the more nadamat, more shame that, oh Allah, I haven't been able to do justice. They do not brag about their piety and taqwa. The more the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala settles in their hearts. Therefore this noor of sakina, what is sakina? As-sakina hiya noorun yastaqirru fil qalb. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then because of their nadamat, because of their shame, because of their regret and because of their tawbah and because of their istighfar and seeking forgiveness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 100 times a day is making istighfar. What istighfar was he making? Did he commit any sins? So now because of their istighfar and tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then causes the sakina to descend upon their hearts. A little mistake was made by the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in in the Battle of Uhud. But after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that he sent down the sakina upon their hearts. So the sakina, it only comes upon the heart. Hiya noorun yastaqirru fil qalb. It comes and embeds himself in the heart. That tranquility and that sukoon, it comes from above. It is not something that you grow from the ground. It is not something that you pull out like the pearls from the oyster. It is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes to descend on the hearts of the believers when they are obedient to Allah ta'ala, or if they made mistakes then they are asking for forgiveness. If the rights of people, then they are fulfilling those rights. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, whatever qaza is to be made, they make qaza. These people turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask him for his rahmat, for his mercy, for his forgiveness, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is tawwabur rahim. The mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unlimited. Who can be so merciful that the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara, after 100 years of kufr, if they sincerely and deep-heartedly they read the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then immediately the 100 years of sins are all forgiven. Their kufr is forgiven. Their shirk is forgiven. What kind of Allah Ta'ala's mercy that must be. But what is required is that the person has to make use of that opportunity that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives while this person is breathing well. Whilst he's got health, whilst he's got his strength in the body, then he must make use of that to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness because those opportunities can be taken away and snatched away suddenly. Suddenly it can just be snatched away. How many people, suddenly they are gone. Allah Ta'ala gives them opportunities upon opportunities, make tawbah, gives them opportunities to listen to waaz, nasihat, gives them opportunities to go out in the jamaat, opportunity to read the Quran Sharif, to listen to some Hadith Sharif, or do other kind of deeni activities. But when the person does not give up those secret sins that the person is committing, deliberately and willfully and is persistent and consistent, so then suddenly that opportunity is then taken away. Now this person tries to do something, he can't do it. He says he's lost the enjoyment in the namaz, he's lost the enjoyment in the zikr and tilawat, he's lost the enjoyment in his tilawat ibadat. He goes for hajj upon hajj, but he says nothing, no noor seems to be coming in the heart. He makes umrahs upon umrah, but nothing. After that, it's the same emptiness. So what is the cause of that? It is those secret sins that we engage in, where we think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not watching. Our only concern is that father mustn't watch, brother mustn't watch, neighbors mustn't see us, friends mustn't see us. So where is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then? Who stated so clearly, huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. He is with you, wheresoever you may be. So on the one hand, there is great oceans of mercy. Now we may say, but lots of people, they don't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but look at what they are enjoying. So that is all outward enjoyment. As for the kuffar, mushrikeen, this is a world which is jannat for them. But for the believers, if they are enjoying, then it is just outward enjoyment. You have to ask the person, check his heart, and take qasam and say that it is true enjoyment. Ask those kings who are ruling over in countries where there's so much oil wells, if they got peace of mind. So tranquility comes from above. If the person is rich but he's got piety, then tranquility will come. So sins are like the bombs which are dropped on the runways of the airports. When the enemy attacks, then first thing they do, they want to bombard the airport so that the planes cannot take off. They don't want the planes to take off, the Air Force to function. So first thing they want to bombard the airport, the runways of the airport. And that is exactly what Shaitan does. He bombards the airport of our heart with the sins of our eyes and of our ears and our tongues and our hands and feet and heart and mind, everything. The heart's runway is bombarded. Now when the runway of the heart is bombarded, then where is that Sakina going to land? That sakina, sukoon, that tranquility, that peace, that noor that was coming down, where is it going to land when there's no heart runway there? Somebody has stolen that heart. Sometimes we say, this person stole my heart. How many people's hearts, they say, so and so stole my heart. So then must report to the police station. That means go to the mashayikh, ask them, how can we retrieve this lost heart? It is gone somewhere. Some girl stole it, some pretty face stole it. Somebody took it away. So now how can we bring it back? Some illicit beloved stole it. So then they will tell us how to bring this heart back. Where can we find it? And how can we bring back that noor and sakina into that heart? And how can we develop that muhabbat and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to such a level and such an extent that no pretty face or illicit beloved can then steal our heart? Or nafs and shaitan cannot steal that heart. Because that heart will then be given to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and He will make hifazat of that heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nazar will be on that person. Even if he goes a little haywire, Allah ta'ala will pull him back. His quwwat of jazz will bring him back. So that is the whole purpose of this majlis of zikr. Otherwise there is a need, as I said, for all kinds of programs. There is a need for all programs. Programs of tabligh, programs of da'wah, programs of waaz and nasihat, programs discussing the condition of Muslim Ummah around the globe, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Sudan, Somalia, Africa? What is the condition of the Ummah? What is the state of the Ummah? Because there is a need for all programs. Now this program is for this purpose. That those runways which have been bombarded by nafs and shaitan, and as a result we can't seem to bring that, or that Sakina cannot find any runway to land. So how to repair that airport runway? That's what it is. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization. So therefore we are taught by these du'as that turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Keep on tapping at His door. No matter how far a person may have gone, but there is no question of Allah ta'ala is now tired of forgiving sins. But at the time of tawbah, the person must be determined. He must firmly pledge that I'm not going to return to it. And then make an effort also in that direction. Whenever a person says that I've made an intention, then what does that mean? It means that now he's making the preparation, or he's already made the preparation. Person says that I intend going for Hajj this year, then what does it mean? It's not just a desire. When he says I intend going this year, it's not just a desire to go. It means that I've applied for the passport, I'm going to apply for the visa, I'm making arrangement for the currency. Everything is working in that direction. He finds out from people how must I go about getting all these things right. For whosoever makes an intention, then he goes in that direction. Then there can be sometimes some delay, there can be sometimes some kind of mistake that the person made in the preparation and he was unable to go. So that is that accidental sin that the person commits again. So on the one hand, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Say, Allah, don't make me of those people who are from the khasirin. Don't make me of the khasirin. We are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless us with His ma'rifat, with His yaqeen, with His muhabbat, with His qurb, with His closeness, with the nur of iman and nur of yaqeen. When the person is, whether the person is in the bazaar, in the marketplace, whether he is in school, college, university, whether he is in the masjid, or in the Haram Sharif or wherever he may be, but he realizes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with him. He does everything according to Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam. That's all, simple. And then it's not difficult after that. It's not something abnormal that the person will now have to do because he's believing in Allah ta'ala and is going to practice. In fact, now he'll be an absolutely normal person. Then he'll be a normal person. Until then, the person is abnormal. When he will obey Allah Ta'ala, then he'll become a normal person. He will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he'll do his business, he'll do everything. But he'll have sukoon in the heart. There'll be happiness within the home, within the family, with the children, wife and husband will be unity. Parents and children will be unity. There will be peace, tranquility and sukoon. But once it comes in the heart, then it will come outside also. But these things cannot be explained in words. Something that we have to taste. And when we will get the taste and enjoyment, then we will not want to return to the filth again. But at present we haven't tasted it, so therefore we keep going back to the same filth. A little while we come out, we inhale the fragrance of the flowers, and then we want to go back into the toilet and inhale the filthy smell. Anyways, so when the person is working in an ithar shop and perfume shop, so then he must not keep going back. If he was working for the garbage and the refuse disposal department, and all the time, 24 hours, he was inhaling that smell. Of course, that doesn't mean that the person, if he's a Muslim, then he must look down. If the person is a Muslim, he can be waliullah even if he's working there. But what I'm saying is, by way of example, that the person 24 hours was working with the garbage. Now, to him, that smell doesn't mean anything. 24 hours is used to it. But for us, if we have to pass by a garbage dump, then that little smell also that comes, we say, drive fast from here. Terrible, you can't stomach this smell. And if the house is nearby, then we ask the department to move that dump away. Why? Because we are not used to that smell. For the person who's used to that smell, is nothing. You put a house next to there, what difference it makes? So we are so used to that smell of our sins, filthy, dirty smell of sins, we're so used to it. It's like garbage. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. So in that ghaflat ki dunya, because we are so used now to that smell, so we cannot seem to stomach, we cannot seem to tolerate and bear the fragrances. Fragrance of zikr, tilawat, ibadat and obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. O Allah, again, Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. O my sustainer, O my Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Give us the both worlds, this world and the akhirat. We are living in this world, it's a world of means. So Allah Ta'ala hasn't said that you mustn't ask for the things of this world, but it must be hasanah fi dunya. It must not be just wealth, just properties, just gold and silver. It must be hasana. And we have to explain this in detail, what is hasana. So, Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, my beloved Allah, my Rab. With your fazl, with your kindness and your ihsan, not on the strength of my ibadat, zikr, tilawat that I'm asking. I'm not saying that I'm very pious and righteous and I made a lot of namazes and I make tahajjud and ishraq and chasht and I read one Quran Sharif a day, therefore I'm asking. In fact, those people who do such kind of ibadat, they humble themselves even more. So hear this. Ya Rab karam se apne, with your fazl, with your kindness, what kind of quality is there in our ibadat that we can even present it before Allah Ta'ala? So we are saying that, Ya Allah, we are like that. We are extremely weak. We have got nothing but broken ibadat. Completely shattered. Nothing worthy of presentation. But with your fazl, with your kindness, which is unlimited, we are asking you that your shan of Rahimi and Karimi is such that there is no limit to that ocean of shan of Rahimi and Karimi. So we are asking you, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Give us the best of dunya also and the best of akhirat also. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. And O Allah, we are deserving of your ghazab and your anger and your wrath. If you look at the ummah at large in which we are included, the same sins that the nations of the past were committing, we are committing the same sins. What difference is there? Qawm Lut, the Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, people were destroyed because of homosexual behavior. In the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, today we don't have that. Qawm Shu'aib, in measuring weight, in businesses, underweighing, undermeasuring, not giving proper weight, doing injustice of that kind. So don't we have that in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at large today?
in different ways. Is there not a cheating and deceiving that's carrying on? We're talking about the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. Look at the rejection of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ahkam. Why do we call those people munafiqin in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Because outwardly they said we are Muslims, but at heart they didn't have that kind of iman. They willfully disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the condition of the ummah at large and include ourselves in there. In how many things we reject what the Qur'an Sharif says and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says. We follow our nafs, what our nafs dictates. أَفَرَعَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. We have made our nafs into ilah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Instead of worshipping Him, we are worshipping our nafs. So, جو مستحق غزب کا ہے, because of our actions, because of our deeds, because of our sins, we know we are مستحق, we are deserving of the anger and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we say, oh Allah, oh my Rab, کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, اور جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. Give us amnesty, my beloved Allah, kings of the world, rulers of the world. They give amnesty. Different occasions they give amnesty. Don't we have different kinds of amnesties that are given? So we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for amnesty. Ya Allah, just as when amnesty is given, then they overlook whatever the person has done. So we too are presenting ourselves before you. Other people may be presenting the good deeds and actions, but we are presenting nothing but our mountains and oceans of sins. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے, and we are acknowledging that indeed we are the most sinful ones, but your fazl, your ihsan, your favor, your forgiveness, your kindness, we are asking you, Ya Allah, with your shan of Rahimi and Karimi, that bless us with amnesty. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے, اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. And oh Allah, give me صدق لسان, truthfulness in my speech, صداقت all round, صداقت in my heart and صداقت outside. There must be no pretense of any kind. At present our lives are of two kinds, or we have two images. One is for the home, or from in our private life, and the other one is for public. In public we are very pious, very righteous. Our outward garb also shows great amount of piety and taqwa. But when it comes to our private life, when it comes to our dealings, when it comes to our other matters, then there it is a totally different thing altogether. So we are asking for sadaqat in speech also, sadaqat in actions also, sadaqat in everything. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de, aur apne fazl se mujhe sidq e lisan de, اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. And give me a very very special kind of محبت of yours. It must be apparent in every thing that I do. In my speech there must be a reflection and a projection and a manifestation of that محبت of yours. In my walk, in my talk, in my dealings, in my relationship with my wife, with my children, with my family, with my parents, in society, in my private life, in my public life, everywhere that muhabbat must be overflowing
And any person watches and sees me, then he must see that this person has got muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Give me a khash shan of your muhabbat that all the time my heart is with you, although my hands may be in the business, my feet may be walking in the shop, and my eyes may be looking at the merchandise that I'm selling, whatever it may be, but my heart is with you. That I don't do anything that is displeasing to you. That's what it means. Ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Sab ke saath rahe ke bhi sab se juda rahe. With everybody, but you're not with them. You can be with 2 million people in the Haram Sharif, but your heart is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That kind of tranquility and sukoon the person enjoys. A khas shan. If a person is following a certain actor, or a woman is following a certain actress, then she wants to have her hairstyle like that actress. Her dressing must be like that actress. Her shoes must be like that actress. The jewelry must be like that actor. Or this person will want to have his hairstyle like that actor. His dressing also, he wants to know what kind of clothes he wears. I must design my clothes exactly like that. In everything he wants to follow. His walk also will be like that. His talk also will be like that. He will also be tapping his feet and shaking his head like that. Wherever he goes, when you see that person, those who watch those films, and they know what those actors look like and how they dance and sing, and then when they look at this person, then those who know that actor and this actress, then they will say this person is imitating so and so. In our childhood days, there was some Elvis Presley that day. So everybody, his hairstyle, his kind of jumping and dancing. And everybody will say that this person, look at his hairstyle, he's like that person. Look at his walk, he's like that person. So the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in his dress, in his walk, in his talk, in his dealing, in his relationship with people, the outsider when he looks in, then he says, this person we can see has got ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us with it. اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ ہی جان دے Stop there for tonight. Ya Allah, wherever I go, my heart must be sacrificed for you. We don't know what the value is of that, because there you have built up a connection with whom? حَسْبِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ He is the Rabb of Arshi Azim, and we have placed our trust in that Rabb of Arshi Azim. And all the ahkam and all the decisions come from there. The decisions are coming from Arshi Azim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decisions, they come from there. Then it is brought onto the earth from there via different stages. But the fact is, the decisions are coming from there. And now we have built up our ta'alluq and our connection with the Rabb of Arshi Azim. With Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we build up. So then the decisions that will come from there, won't it give the person a life of happiness, peace, contentment, satisfaction? Doesn't mean that suddenly gold and silver will flow into his house. It may be even in poverty, but inside his heart he'll be a king of the time. The person may wear patched clothes, but he's a king of the time. He's got such contentment Allah Ta'ala will give. He may be sick and ailing. He may be having pain in his whole body. He may have been in the hospital. He went through operations, or he may have his skull smashed in the accident. Allah Ta'ala protect. But still, that person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will give him such kind of sukoon in the heart that there is no way that it can be explained in words, because we will look at the outside condition and say, this person is terrible, terrible. I explained last night or the other night of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if we had to see from the outside, what would we see? With the ears cut, nose cut, heart and liver removed, what would we have seen?
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Sayyidu shuhada. And in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at his position and status. 1400 years gone, but up till now, people when they go to Madinah Sharif, in the ziyarat, they say, we must go to this mazar of Sayyidu shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and otherwise it's incomplete our visit to Madinah Sharif. That is the status in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala could have had his grave also somewhere. Lots of people became shaheed in Islam and their graves are different parts of the world. But look at his grave and the other shuhada, especially Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Jash radiallahu ta'ala, Musab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala, these three covers that are there and the others there. But people of the world every year, whole round, year round when they're going to Madinah Sharif, they want to make ziyarat. Ziyarat. In fact, the taxi driver has also seen. Shuhada, Ziyarat, Shuhada, Shuhada. He became so famous, Ziyarat of Shuhada. That's the status. And look at the outside. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah jalla jalaluhu. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله illa Allah la ilaha 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, All
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أي بنور الله رحيم الله كريم الله most forgiving Allah most compassionate most loving Most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Allah, Allah. By your most sinful servants extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Rabbana, ya Rabbana, zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. If you are not going to forgive us, if you are not going to show mercy upon us, then we will be of the great losers. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما کرم فرما ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے مجرم ہے خطاکار ہے گندے ہے میرے مولا گندے ہے ہم حادثہ فلتی ڈرٹی فلڈ ود نجاست خباست اے رب کریم وی ہیو میڈ گاربیج بیگز آف اور ہارٹس Through our eyes, through our ears, through our mouths, by touching with our hands and the places that our feet walk. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we fill our hearts with nothing but garbage. Atta Raham Parma. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the sand, grain of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, Ya Rabbi Kareem, if it is more than your creation put together, your ocean of maghfirat is so vast, that just one drop is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Ya Rabbi Kareem, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں وچ آر دا ڈور کین وی ٹیپ ویئر ایلس کین وی بیگ فور اس دیر از نو ادر ڈور بسائڈ یور ڈور یور ٹریجرز آر ان لمیٹڈ مائی بلوڈ اللہ یو آر رب آف عرش عظیم اے رب کریم Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from. Oh, my beloved Allah. You have been so kind, so kind, so generous, so forgiving, so merciful. So compassionate and so loving, and in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. You did not seize those namats and bounties because of our sins. You create opportunities upon opportunities for us to repent and to turn towards you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have been very, very ungrateful to you. But my beloved Allah, don't snatch away those bounties because of our ingratitude. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. O Allah, don't let sudden calamities come upon us. Protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of calamities, disasters, azab and bala. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hum sabko nek bana aur ek bana. Hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, then everything will be working in our favor, my Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah. Ey Rabbe Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, Allah, oh my beloved Allah, this very moment you are watching us, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ey Rabbe Kareem, where can we find another Allah who is so merciful, so forgiving? Ey Rabbe Kareem, for us there is no other Allah besides you. Ab to hamara ban ja. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Make our children also nek and pious and righteous. Bless them also with the best of dunya and akhirat. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. We know that sometimes it can be a blessing and a rahmat, but even if it is rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Ey Rabbe Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have become a pain in the neck for the parents, Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless those children with hidayat. Give the parents also the tawfiq of giving the children the proper upbringing. Ey Rabbe Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from the discos and the cinemas and the theaters and the gambling dens. Distance us from adultery and fornication. Distance us from the porn sites on the internet. Distance us from every kind of haram. Ey Rabbe Kareem, distance us from the taking and the giving of interest. When our homes are going to be on interest, when the carpets on interest, when the curtains on interest, when our stoves on interest, the food that we purchase is on interest. Ah, mere Allah, when you have mentioned in the Quran Sharif that it is tantamount to war with Allah. Ey Rabbe Kareem, where can then we see barakat in our homes and lives? Give us the understanding, my beloved Allah. Cause sakina to descend upon our hearts. Bless us with sukoon in our hearts. Ey Rabbe Kareem, garche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. We have come to your door with great hope in your mercy, my Allah. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Hum sabko Allah wala bana de. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtema ko kamyab farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make it a means of hidayat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make it a means of change in the lives of many, many people. Rabbi Kareem except the Madar is the Khanqahs. All works of Deen bless us all with ikhlas in our activities. Bless us with plentiful rizq halal. Give us rizq halal in abundance by Allah. Full of barakat and protect us from the fitnas of that world. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes from this world, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. سلامتی ہے دین اور آزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما. تتو جنازہ بھی مسجد نبوی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. امام سید اللہ اکبر اے رب کریم. Make our bodies a patch of the ground of Madina Sharif. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the suffering, pain and hardship. Throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Remove this suffering and pain. Haramain sharifain ki hafazat farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hafazat farma. Hamari masajid ki hafazat farma. Ay Rabbe Kareem, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Allah, Allah, Ya Rabbi, maafal.